Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. As we continue to divulge in becoming globally aware, we learn to welcome diverse people into our organizations. We need to also welcome diversity in our emotions within ourselves. When it is hard for us to welcome these difficult emotions and present it as vulnerability, remember, emotional agility, according to David, is courage, not being the absence of fear, but fear walking. Susan David navigates her talk with the gift and power of emotional courage on the TED stage. And with that, she combines her shared wisdom upon talking about consolidating ourselves with our emotions and how society can ultimately do better to acknowledge them and take in the full spectrum of our emotional status. She starts with the universally accepted truth that what comes within will ultimately translate out. When ultimately these experiences, whatever shade they come in, how we internalize them can possibly translate to our future endeavors, whether that be our thinking, work, and relationships. Inevitably, no matter how much we want to bottle them in, it is more than healthy to release it. Our mind is not a filing cabinet, aimed to hoard all our thoughts and feelings. David suggests to us that it is more better to write your feelings down. Tell the truth, to write like no one's reading. She takes it as well from her personal experience, coping with the loss of her father at a young age. She had first dealt with this by keeping these waves of grief and sadness for her to carry, since they were deemed as negative. However, it was her teacher that ultimately lifted the veil for David when confronting these emotions, revealing that there are no such thing as good or bad emotions, only feelings that can make or break you. So the most creative thing to do is to channel them into what is your self-expression. Use your work as a symbol of who you are in defiance of these negative emotions. If you look to yourself as a character in your own story, how do you want to project your fate? The best way to do that is to be vulnerable and acknowledge these feelings, and maybe so, let them bring you to your future legacy and vocacy throughout your life. David continues saying, "In a world that is so complex, being rigid and one-dimensional is ultimately dangerous. We must be able to be adaptable and maybe fluid as we deal with the unexpected, just as we are with our emotions. We are never exempt, according to David, in life's beauty and fragility occurring at the same time." She adds on to say that the only certainty in life is uncertainty, and yet we are not navigating it. The best we can do is to keep our hands on the items we can control, such as our emotions and reactions towards unexpected events, and how we dictate our future from that moment on. We sadly judge ourselves from having a quote-unquote bad emotions, according to David, most especially in a time where being positive is seen as morally correct. But there is such a thing as a tyranny of positivity from her point of view, that with too much happiness in the absence of acknowledging and processing one's individual pain, it makes the emotion as it is, hollow. We are encouraged to welcome complex emotions, to experience it in the fullness of our humanity. We are meant thus to be complex and not simply categorized into these rigid boxes. What is denied from us is ultimately our complexity, something that is already innate in our nature, but as we grow older, are built towards this path of specialization. David calls what is defined as the amplification of what is essentially happens when emotions are pushed aside. What happens when you ignore them and while you're still unresolved? There's this great quote that specifically aligns to this by David Allen. "If you don't pay attention to the things that have your attention, you'll give them more attention than they deserve." We need to deal with the world as it is, more so our emotions as it is. It is allowing these emotions to seep into us and get you the full experience of your humanity. If you're not inconvenienced by your emotions, according to David, you lose the price of admission to a meaningful life. It is having these profound feelings that force you to become creative. We have more purpose to do what we ultimately resonates with us. And thus, David continues to suggest that we label these emotions, nor more so the cause of these feelings, and how we can specifically tackle them with our actions that can shape our lives. A notable quote goes as follows, "We own our emotions, they don't own us, and thus we need to take hold of them." She specifically notes to change our language about it. Your wording can also have some influence upon your whole emotion and mood. For example, instead of saying, "I can't do this" in terms of avoiding a bad habit, say, "I won't do this" instead, or "I choose not to do that." David explicitly says to use when you're feeling overwhelmed your emotions, saying that I'm noticing that I'm feeling ... In the end, we can ultimately have these quote-unquote positive and negative emotions throughout our lives as a constant companion. But in the end, they're the ones that make or break you and ultimately lead you to a more creative and fulfilling life. So don't be afraid to think and feel at the same time and comprehend the world in a lens that is emotionally sensitive. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.